Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. This is Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. We are coming to you from Pittsburgh in the Island Sports Center. We are in the office of head coach Derek Schooley of Robert Morris University. Derek's taking some time to talk to us today. Hey, Derek, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is a busy time for hockey in Pittsburgh with the USA Hockey Tier 1 National Championships here in your building. What's it like for you just to have all these great hockey players here as well as all these coaches and scouts?
Well, it's good exposure for our program. We get some of the best hockey players in the United States and at the 14, 16, and 18-year-old level who qualified for the National Championships into our building. Get a chance to see a little bit about Robert Morris and potentially drive by our campus on the way to the hotels and different things like that. So it's good exposure to a lot of good hockey players. And we can use this down the road of when we recruit kids and say they may have been here, they may remember our campus, they may remember our university. So it's good exposure for our hockey program and really good for our university as well to be associated with the national championship at the youth level and associated with USA Hockey.
Now, in addition to being a good host, do you do anything special to try to roll out the red carpet for these kids? Are there any kind of like campus tours if they want them, or is that part against the rules, or how does that work?
Well, it's NCAA rules. We can't be in contact with players until after the tournament's over. But we'll obviously do a lot of identifying and a lot of talking to players once their tournament is over. And once that we're able to legally, via NCAA rules, contact them. There's so many regulations that kids don't understand, and they have to be going into their senior year of high school as well. So we may have a lot of interest in some sophomores or juniors. It's just we're not allowed to contact them via face-to-face via NCAA rules. So we will do a lot of stuff afterwards as far as calling coaches and talking to people and following their progress on how they're progressing through the select festivals in the summer and all the USA Hockey events that we attend.
Here in at the Island Sports Center, there's a lot of college coaches, junior coaches, people around here. It must be nice for you guys. You don't have to travel real far to see some great hockey talent.
Well, the Pittsburgh Penguins have done a great job incorporating youth hockey into their organization, and that this is one of their events through the Pens Elite. So the Pens Elite have just done a tremendous job in promoting this event. And it's great for us, like you said, to have players in our building to be able to see Robert Morris, to see our program, and to see where we play and all that kind of stuff, and to see the city of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a beautiful area. It's a big part of our recruiting pitch, and it's a great hockey city. It's really starting to take off. We've had unbelievable events here over the last couple of years, the Winter Classic, the NHL Draft, the Stanley Cup Finals. We have our own tournament, the Three Rivers Classic, and then coming up next week, we'll have the NCAA Frozen Four here. So this is becoming a hockey city, and it's really good to expose these kids to Robert Morris and to the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, for anybody who has never been to Pittsburgh or to the Robert Morris campus, you'd be doing yourself a favor checking it out. It's a beautiful place. Can you talk a little bit about you talked about the Penguins, and what kind of involvement does the university, do you guys have with the Penguins, or is it more of an indirect thing because of their popularity and their influence in the community?
Well, the Penguins have taken a grassroots approach to hockey in Pittsburgh, and they want to develop the game at all levels, starting down at the lower levels all the way up through juniors, through college, and to the NHL. And they've been unbelievable to our program. And we used to have the Pittsburgh College Hockey Showcase at the Consol Energy Center in Mellon Arena. It's formed into the Three Rivers Classic, which the Penguins put a lot of time and effort into. They've been a great partner in the Frozen Four. But they do a lot of different things to promote hockey in the area, and they aren't like every other NHL city. You don't see some of the other teams promoting their college teams as much as the Penguins do. And the Penguins are all about growing hockey, and I commend them for their dedication to the game and what they want to do and what they want to accomplish and their goals. And youth hockey, amateur hockey, college hockey, junior hockey, that's all part of their footprint. They want to grow the fan base because people get to my age, they want to make sure that the kids are still hockey fans, and it's a great approach, and we're thankful to be included in them. And they do a great job.
Now, you've been here in Pittsburgh for about 9 years.
We just finished our ninth season. I'll be here in 10 years on September 1st.
And how, in the time since you first came here as the head coach of Robert Morris, how has hockey changed in Pittsburgh?
Well, I think when we first got here, the Penguins were struggling. They were in an old building. Mellon Arena was on its last leg at that time, and the Penguins were struggling. And then they got the lottery with Sidney Crosby. And then the lockout happened, and our first year of playing in 2004-2005 was a lockout. We were the only hockey in town, and we got a little bit of a following, but the Penguins came back with Sidney Crosby after that lockout year, and haven't looked back since. The crowds have been unbelievable. The fan support has really taken off. You used to be able to get whatever ticket you wanted when I first got here, and now that every game sold out. And it obviously helped with the new building. But there's just so many different ancillary events that the city of Pittsburgh has put on. Like I said, the Winter Classic was here. Stanley Cup Finals 2 years in a row were here. We had the NHL Draft was here. We've got College Hockey Tournament. We've had College Hockey Showcases. And now we've got the Frozen Four. So it's just really taken off to where it's become really kind of taken away from the Steelers a little bit. It's becoming a hockey town instead of a football town.
Wow, that's saying something.
It is, and it's a kudos to the people involved in all levels of Pittsburgh hockey.
Wow. Now, as we were talking about before, you know, you just wrapped up your ninth season as the head coach of Robert Morris University. What was it like to build this program from scratch?
Well, I came in the first day and I had a desk, and I had no computer and no phone, and they said start a hockey program, and we had to literally build from a desk on up, and it's really a lot of work. There's been a lot of people involved in our success that we've had so far, from my staff members to my current players to my alumni. They've all bought into what we've tried to accomplish, and you couldn't do it without dedicated people and really believing in a vision. And this vision has really started to take off over the last couple of years. We won 18 games, 17 games, and now we've won 20 games the last 3 years. So it's been a very successful little three-year cycle, and we want to keep it going. But it was difficult, and there were some growing pains, but it's getting to the point where hopefully now we're just reloading, not rebuilding.
And you talked about the popularity of the Penguins and how it's a tough ticket to get. How has your fan base been here and how in the community, whether it's the collegiate community or the just the local community, in terms of the support you get?
Well, it's growing every year, and I think our three winning seasons in a row have really helped us grow our fan base. And we had Ohio State in here this year, which we were at close to 1,600 people, which is well over capacity. We had close to 23,000 people over 2 days at Consol Energy Center for the Three Rivers Classic. We're getting the Frozen Four here. There's just more and more notoriety about our program and more publicity. And with that comes, you know, you have expectations now. Now you have to do well in the classroom. Now you have to do well off the ice. Now you got to do well on the ice. So there's a lot of expectations, but our guys have stepped up so far, and we just want to continue doing the best job we can and growing hockey in Pittsburgh and growing the Robert Morris name.
I would imagine that also helps when you guys spend a lot of time on the road recruiting and getting the best players you can. I would imagine as the success goes, so will getting even better players to come to Robert Morris.
Well, that's the goal, and our we were very young this past year. We had nine freshmen, and with those nine freshmen, they did an outstanding job bringing energy to our team, and our five seniors did a great job with leadership of this team. And we were 17th in the pairwise, which is just one spot out of the NCAA tournament. So it shows how we've become a player that's in college hockey that's got better every year and has the ability to beat some well-known named teams. Over the last couple of years, we beat Miami when they were number one. This year, we split with Quinnipiac, who was number one most of the year. We're 5-1-1 non-conference this year. And that was against Ohio State, Penn State, Miami, Quinnipiac. So I'm really proud of our success, and I'm really proud of where our programs come from. But there's still a lot more to go, and we still have a lot more we need to accomplish.
Absolutely. And you've touched upon this a couple of times. The Frozen Four will be coming to Pittsburgh next weekend. What is your role, or what is the university's role in playing host to this great tournament?
Well, we don't have a local sports commission that runs it. We're running the whole tournament. The NCAA has a template. The NCAA makes all the final decisions, but we're in charge of the nuts and bolts. And our university has done a great job in stepping up and really undertaking this major project for a major event. You're going to have numerous different things going on, from Frozen Fest to you have open skate, you have open practices, you have to bring all four teams in, we have a banquet, you have there's a numerous different things that go on behind the scenes that nobody really knows about, and it's our university's responsibility to kind of run all of that. And Marty Galosi, who's the chair of our local organizing committee, our associate athletic director, has done a great job. And this is a dream that we started 6 years ago, and it's, you know, you always wondered if it was going to come, and now we're less than a week away from it. So it's an exciting time for college hockey in the area.
I would imagine, just wrapping up a long season, playing host to USA Hockey's national championships, playing host to the Frozen Four. Hopefully, will there be a little bit of time for you to maybe catch your breath once that's all said and done, or is it right back to business as usual?
Well, there's going to be obviously some downtime. You got to recharge your batteries and get ready, because it is it's a long season. College hockey is the longest season in all of college athletics, because it goes from the fall all the way through almost to the end of school, and you need to recharge. And we'll have time in the summer. It's just an exciting time right now. It's not like we're doing stuff to that's just constant details. These are exciting events. We have the national championship for youth hockey in our building this week. We've got the national championship for all of college hockey at Consol Energy Center in Pittsburgh. Our name is going to be on the ice next weekend at the Frozen Four. Those are exciting things, and you can't put a timeline or a price on those things, because you may never get to do these again. So you got to enjoy them, and you got to realize that it's a lot of work, but it's fun work, and it's great exposure for our university. And we're really excited about the things that are going on with our hockey program, the events we're hosting, and where we're going.
Well, you guys have certainly been a great host here at the USA Hockey National Championships, not only this year but in 2009 as well. And so, Derek, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.